Welcome to Al Berman Live from a studio apartment in North Hollywood, California. This is episode 13, and I'm doing it on a Monday. I've never done it on a Monday, and the reason I normally don't do it on a Monday is because that's the day that the gardeners generally come here and work for about an hour or so, and these guys make a lot of noise. I mean, they have about 3-4 different machines that they use, and each machine is louder than the next machine. And I thought they were here already because I heard like some real loud noise a couple hours ago, but then it stopped. So I don't really understand, because usually they go around the building and they come back, and then you think they're gone, then they come back again. So and the weird thing is, there's a courtyard, you know, in the building. It's sort of, you know, the building is surrounds this little courtyard. And one day, one of the gardeners was blowing. He's using that blower, that really annoying loud blower, in the courtyard, and he was just blowing. He's just blowing dust and stuff just all over the place. And it wasn't like he was blowing it to a certain spot where he was going to then sweep it up and then throw it in the garbage. He was just blowing it, you know, and it was just going from one place to the other, and it wasn't doing anything. It was just blowing stuff around. And I said to him, why are you doing that? I don't understand. Why are you just blowing it? And he was like, the city won't let us use water. And that was a bad kind of Latin accent, I guess. But he said, the city won't let us use water. That was his answer. And then I realized that we're not going to get anywhere with this, you know. I said, well, even with water, you're not going to just, what are you going to do? Just water the dust and then, it's just crazy. Lot of drama in the building this week. Friday night, 2:15 in the morning. Like a gang argument outside my window, although it wasn't, I don't believe it was a gang. One of the neighbors, once in a while, when the bars close, he decides to invite 20 to 40 of the people that are hanging out in the bar to come over and have a party in the building. And I think the tenants here have been pretty tolerant. Normally, you know, they're pretty cool. You know it's a party, but they're kind of trying to be cool and not make too much noise. This particular night, I don't know if it was a different group of people, and I don't even know if it was the same tenant, but I'm assuming it was, because it all was kind of coming in the general direction. I could hear people going up the stairs. But right outside my window, because I'm on the first floor, there was like a big argument going on, and there was like girls screaming and these guys yelling, and I wasn't sure what to do, if I should call the cops, because I don't know. I mean, I wasn't sure if that was a 911 situation. Now I realize that I should have, because I did feel unsafe. You know, I was thinking that, you know, this could escalate into a gun battle. And so I tried to find a non-emergency number, just one where you could call up and see if there was a black and white vehicle in the area that could come by. And I couldn't get the right number. But they're yelling. At one point, this one guy yells out, "I'm a Latin king, dog," or whatever. And it's like, what? What is going on? And then I heard pounding on the door. There's a door on by my side of the building that's kept locked. It's supposed to be kept locked. And somebody's pounding on the door. And then it all stopped. And I said, okay, it's over. And the next day, come to find out that somebody broke. There's a glass where you can view through the door when you know it's like a glass with wire in it. Somebody broke that glass. I never heard any glass shattering. Somebody broke that glass, and they must have cut their hand because there was blood, dry blood all over the place. And that's always a welcome sight. And keeping with the way things are done around here, our on-site manager, of course, wasn't anywhere near the site during or after. I don't know, maybe he was there during it and he didn't hear it, but afterwards, I guess he went to a wedding and he had somebody else clean the glass up. And then I texted him and said, you know, there's blood on the ground over here. And I didn't hear back from him. And then I came home later on and he was doing a little temporary fix on the window. And I said, hey, Gus, did you get my text? And he's like, no. What text? The text that should be in your phone. I texted you. Did you see the blood? What blood? The blood that's, if you look 3 feet in front of you, you'll see blood. You know, you see, if you look down, there's blood in the doorway and the floor. I didn't know. No, I didn't get your text. Well, I'm texting you with my mouth at this moment. There's blood, you know. So, then later on, he texted me and said, thanks. I guess he finally did get my text. I don't know. And keeping with the way things are done around here, the next day, the blood was still, stains were still there. I don't know if there, I didn't get a chance to look at it yet today. My friend Deb says that you're supposed to get hazmat to come there because it's hazardous material. I don't think anybody's calling hazmat for this. They just need to soap this, wash this stuff down. So that's what's going on. They're going to have to fix that window and talk to that whoever brought these people to do this. I just realized something. I'm recording in a female voice. Hold on, I'm going to check it out and make sure it sounds good. Okay, it's not giving me any options. Usually, it gives me an option for a male voice, and I thought that's what I did. But today I'm recording on my Mac in the female voice portion of the podcast. So I don't know what's going on. Maybe GarageBand is screwy. So if my voice sounds a little bit higher today, please bear with me. I am recording in the female voice portion. Why do they have to have a female? I used to play in rock and roll bands. I don't remember any being in a studio and they're going, we're going to record you in the male. With the male microphone. It seems kind of sexist, man. I ran into the owner of the building, Lee, the other day, and we had a conversation. We've had some run-ins before, but, you know, I don't hold grudges. And I asked him, they are going to get rid of the pool. And he was trying to accommodate people. They're going to put up a new barbecue pits. Barbecue pits? Not pits, but barbecue grills. And we have two grills in the building right now, one by my door, kind of my side of the building, one on the other side of the building. And he said people were complaining. They want, on one side of the building, that they didn't want the barbecue grills because the smoke was bothering them, the smell. I'm like, you know what? Then they shouldn't have moved into this building. I mean, people, you know what? I'm listening to this guy upstairs. He's making a weird noise. He's been doing it consistently for the last 2 months. But I'm putting up with it because that's just apartment living. He's not doing anything illegal. I already asked him what he's doing, and he didn't if he's building something, he didn't cop to it. So that's that. End of story. You know what? I mean, I don't know. It's a weird noise. It's like some kind of sawing weird thing. He said he's got a new vacuum cleaner. I talked about this last week. I think he's full of it. Whatever. But that's that. It's apartment living. He lives upstairs. I live down here. I smoke my cigars. He doesn't complain. We got to do a little compromising in these situations. I mean, but people, they're so precious. I mean, you know, I would like everybody to move out of the building, and I just want the building to myself. I mean, I don't really understand what people are looking for. I guess they just want things their own way, and I don't blame them. But you know, you moved into a building where there were barbecue grills on either side of the building. That's it. I mean, you know, you knew they were going to be there. Right? You saw it. They're right there. You can't miss it. And then there's some strange things going on in the neighborhood. I have to say, I came home the other night and about 10 o'clock and I smelled cigarette smoke and I couldn't tell where it was coming from. And I saw this black kind of newer pickup truck, the kind that says like a back seat too. You know, they're the bigger ones. So it's not the old ones. It's got like a front seat and a back seat and then the pickup trucks, you know, the bed in the back. And as I'm walking past that truck, I see this guy. I couldn't see the guy in the driver's seat, but the guy in the passenger seat, you know, he smiled at me and waved, and I didn't recognize him, but I smiled and waved because I am a friendly guy. And then a day or two later, came home around the same time, and same truck was there, smelled the cigarette smoke, and this time the window went down on the passenger side, and the guy goes to me, oh, I thought I knew you. I'm sorry. And I go, oh, really? I what are you guys doing here? And he said, well, my auntie lives in this building right here. And I said, oh, well, that's the building I live in. Who's your auntie? And he told me. And she's like a mid-60-ish kind of woman who is, I believe, very fond of the ganja weed because she smelled it coming from her apartment. And maybe she uses it for medical reasons. I don't care. You know, it's her business. But I said, oh. And he goes, oh, I come out here to smoke. I'm a chain smoker, and my auntie won't let me smoke in her house. And I made a joke saying, well, she'll let you smoke other things in her house, won't you? And he just looked at me like, what are you talking about? I don't know what you're saying. And I said, oh, come on, man. I'm just making a joke of whatever. And then he introduced himself and his friend, and I said, hello. And then I went in. And I keep seeing that truck there almost every night. And one night I was walking by, and I thought I saw some activity in the back seat of the truck. I mean, through the front window, but I really couldn't tell. And as I got up to the truck, I just kind of stopped to say hello. And it probably wasn't an opportune moment to say hello to these guys. Because if they are in the back seat, they're probably having a nice same-sex moment. But I did, you know, say, hey, and I called out the names. The guy's name is Paul. Hey, Paul! But nobody reacted. And then I went in. And then after that, every time I've come home, the truck is parked on the other side of the street. So they will not, they go, well, we better park on the other side of the street. That guy's crazy. He's going to say hello to us, even though he knows. I don't know what he knows. But he does know Auntie smokes marijuana. And that's just not cool. Oh, wow. So, another AT&T story. I told you a couple podcasts back about looking for a car charger, founding a couple on Amazon for $4 a piece, and then I was getting one for me and one for Wesley, and then I called AT&T to see what they had, and theirs was like, I don't know, $20, $29, whatever. And then the lady, when I told her that the Amazon one was only $4, she just kind of folded, and she just said, well, all right, good, well, nice talking to you, and goodbye. Well, I got the car chargers, the $4 car chargers, and lo and behold, Wesley's works, but mine doesn't. And then I get in touch with the company, and they tell me they'll refund my money, but I say I really would like a product that works, and so they send me another one. And wouldn't you know it, that one doesn't work, and so I say, okay, I'm ready. I surrender. Forget about it. I'll just look for another product. And then they offer to refund my money, which I said, okay. So they did. They refunded my money. And very nice. And then they asked me if I would give them a 5-star rating on Amazon. And I'm like, a 5-star rating? Why? For doing something that you should do? I don't understand. You sold me a product. I mean, I guess, you know, they could have charged me for the other one. That's true. I had the $4 one for Wesley's, and I would have been glad to pay for it. But I don't know. I'm just tired of these companies. They want, every time you deal with them, then they send you a thing for a survey, and they want feedback, constant feedback. Can't people just do their job? Can't they? I mean, I don't want to, you know, I don't know. I'm just complaining and fetching, but it's just too much. I don't have the time to do these surveys and to be concerned about a 5-star rating for a company that's just doing something that, they, you know, I mean, what am I going to say? They sold me an inferior product and they gave me my money back. 5 stars to that. You guys are amazing. You know, deal with these guys. I don't know. But then I called the AT&T and I spoke to the guy there, and he was very nice. And he told me, and I told him that I got this the car chargers from Amazon. And he said, you know what, always get them from AT&T when you're dealing with Apple products, because AT&T, AT&T actually manufactures those particular chargers for Apple. And I didn't know that. And he says, yeah, so what you're getting if you go to Amazon and it's so cheap, it's just an aftermarket thing. And I said, oh, wow, that's interesting. And I thought, like, why did that lady not tell me that? You know, why did she fold like that? Because had she told me that, I probably I would have gone with her. She would have sold me into it. I'd go, like, you know what? For $4, you're right. I'm probably going to get some cheap-ass product that's not going to work. I'll go with you guys because you manufacture it specifically for this. But she didn't. She folded. You know, She folded. She folded. So, what else is going on here? Oh, I there's a building I frequent, and I go to this building quite often. It's an office building, and there's a lady that does the cleaning there, and I see her, and she's this, apparently, I assume she was a Latina lady. She has, you know, that just kind of, you know, because there's a lot of these people that clean these buildings are Latina, and she's got a Latina accent, too, or Hispanic. I don't know what the correct thing is. Please forgive me. I don't want to offend anybody. But, and so the other night I ran into her face to face and I said, hi. She's very nice, very smiley. Hello. And I said, you know what? I said, what's your name? And she goes, my name is Mary. I go, oh, hi, Mary. I said, Mary, what, you know, it's nice to meet you. I always see you. I'm Al. I said, what country are you from? And she goes, what? I go, what country are you from? And she goes, from? I said, you know, where were you born? She goes, San Francisco. I go, yeah, I mean, what country? Were you born in San Francisco? She goes, yes, I was born in San Francisco. And I go, oh. And I'm trying to think, San Francisco, is there like a country named San Francisco that I never heard of? Besides the city that I know of? And I was like, oh, that's interesting. It's San Francisco. Oh, okay. And I go, oh, you were born in San Francisco. Yes, I was born in San Francisco. And she's got this, her last name is McKay. Her name is Mary McKay, which is very un-Latino kind of name. And I'm thinking, boy, have I entered an alternate universe here? Because I'm talking to a lady who's obviously got a Spanish-type style accent, claiming she was born in San Francisco with like a Scottish-Irish last name. And then she goes, I was born in San Francisco, but I only lived there for 2 years. I spent the most of my life in El Salvador. And I go, aha! Aha! See, why did you make me go all the way around to get to... Do you know what I was asking for? You know what I was saying. You know where you're from. Why did we have to go through why did we have to go to San Francisco first? Why couldn't we just go right... Why couldn't you just say... Well, I'm from El Salvador. I didn't really need to know your entire history, that you were born in San Francisco and, you know how many brothers and sisters. I was just making conversation. I was just doing the thing that people do, and you seems like a very nice lady. And so, but that was very, 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 very strange, I thought. What else? I don't do topical stuff too often, but Iran's in the news. Again, with the nuclear thing, and now I'm hearing that somebody told me that the Iran, I can't say his name, he is supposedly either Jewish or half Jewish. This is crazy, you know, because he's so anti-Israel, and he's a Holocaust denier, and he's supposed to be Jewish, like Hitler was like supposed to be half Jewish. You know, maybe he's just self-hating Jew. But I was thinking when I first saw that guy, it did occur to me that he kind of, on some weird level, reminded me of one of my cousins. So if he is Jewish, it wouldn't be that far-fetched. And I don't understand the hatred of Jewish people, especially if you've tasted good Jewish deli. I mean, if you've had good Jewish deli... You cannot hate the Jews. If you had a good corned beef and a good chopped liver and some great kreplach and some matzo ball soup, you cannot hate the Jews. It's impossible. You would take a bite out of the corned beef and you would say, stop those trains, get those people off. I am sorry. I want more of this. I just don't understand. I just love Jewish deli. All right. I think we're coming to the end of this podcast that I'm doing in a female voice, and it's kind of I'm doing it in a female voice, but I'm recording in my GarageBand in female voice, and it's kind of fitting this last story. There's a woman that got in touch with me on Facebook a couple weeks ago. One of my friends, she came to me to ask to be my friend, and I didn't know her, but I let her in, and we must have had some mutual friends. I don't know, whatever. And then she got in touch with me via email, and she told me that she thought I was very funny. And I thanked her very much. And then we started chatting back and forth, blah, blah, blah. And it turns out, I asked her what she did. And she says she's an adult film actress, which, you know, means porno. She's a model, which means she models. And she's a dominatrix, which means she, I guess, beats men up or whatever. And I was like, you know, who am I to judge? Far out. Fantastic. And she was, you know, kind of a good-looking blonde. Okay. Fine. I like that. Very nice. And then I Googled her, and I find out that, you know, that she's actually was born a male, and I think she has one more male part left. Fine, no judgment. She's a very sweet person. And that's the correlation here with the female voice, female recording. Very nice person. I don't care what this person, I'll still call her she. And so, because she mostly looks like a she. We've been chatting back and forth, and she told me that she's got this this radio show, internet radio show, and that she just started doing it, and she would like me to be a guest. And I said, okay, I'll check it out, you know. And she gave me the link, and I went to the link. It was a Saturday night. She was doing it at 9 p.m. She said. And so I went to the link, and I clicked on the link, and then just a bunch of music started. And I thought, okay, this is the beginning of the show, and there's just this rock music. And then there's a picture of her, and then there's pictures of other women, and then there's other pictures of women and the music. And I'm waiting, and the music is going on for a while, 2 minutes, 3 minutes, a long intro here. Okay, and then I wait, and then another song starts, and I go, oh, this is weird. Okay. I don't know what's going on. This is not much of a show. You know, I mean, I can't hear her. So then I decide to call the number that says to call if you want to call in. So I call in, and as soon as I call in, I'm on hold, and I can hear the radio show. It's actually her, and she's describing to a guy about what she does to when as a dominatrix. She brings guys home, and she puts the heel of her shoe in their mouths, and... you know, and I'm like, okay, that's fine. I mean, I'm not into that. You know, I could be down for maybe a toe here and there, but no, I don't want no shoe heels. I mean, an actual toe, not a shoe toe, and a clean toe, not a dirty toe. And then I'm waiting, and then I hear this guy goes, you know, we got somebody calling from the 818, from the East Coast. I think it's probably Max. You're on the air, and it's me and the girl. Goes, oh, hi, Max. And I go, no, this isn't Max. This is Al Berman. You asked me to call. And then she was a little stunned, I felt, because I guess she was expecting Max. And then I didn't expect this guy, you know, to be on this thing. And he goes, oh, Al Berman, welcome to the show. And I go, well, who are you? He goes, well, I'm DW, or you can call me WD, but just don't call me late for dinner. And I'm like, oh, man, who is this guy? And he goes, oh, I'm locked in her closet right now. I've got a ball gag on. I go, well, it's not working. You got to get another ball gag. And then it turns out he's like the owner of the thing or whatever. And my friend is, you know, she's just got the show. I thought I was just going to be able to talk to her. You know, I thought it was going to be like a conversation. Like when we chat, we just have like a nice conversation, be very organic. So instead, this guy, wow. So she says, Al's a very funny comedian, and he's a good friend of mine, and blah, blah, blah. And he goes, wow, tell us a little bit about yourself. So I say, well, I got this podcast, and here's the, you know, the website, and you can check it out. And he goes, wow, that's great. You know, hey, Al, why don't you just tell us a joke? And I was like, oh, man. I said, I don't really do jokey jokes. And I told a little story that had happened to me that day about somebody telling me a joke, a jokey joke. You know, and how much I don't like it, because the jokey jokes, they always, people who tell them, they have no timing, and they go on, and then there's a punchline, and it's not funny, and you got to pretend to be amused, and I usually go, oh, whatever. And then he goes, well, that's, you know, okay, great. And then, and she's hardly talking. She's not getting a word in edgewise. And I guess she's in San Francisco on a phone. He's in, like, in Florida on a phone. I'm in L.A. on a phone. And then I don't know if she hung up, she left her own show, or just got disconnected. And he goes, oh, we just lost her. He goes, Al, why don't you just hang with me for a while until she comes back? And I was like, all right, you know, and I'm just, you know, it's taken a while. She's for her to get back. And he's like, he does this commercial for something. And then he goes, Al, you know, why don't you go on a rant about, you know, something? I go, you know, man, I got to go. Really, it was great talking to you. And I got to go. Listen, take care. And I got off. And it was a real train wreck. And I haven't talked to my friend since. And I don't know, you know. You know, that guy's going to be on the show. I don't think I should be on it. It's just, I don't do well in that kind of a situation. Like I said, I thought we were just going to have like a nice organic conversation. Me and her, we could talk about whatever, but we didn't. So, anyway, so that's that. I think I'm at the end of my, my podcast rope today. I hope you enjoyed this. I want to thank you again, anybody who has listened to, episode 13 and all the any other episodes, getting great feedback. Please tell anybody you like if you about this. You can listen to it anytime you want because it is online. And this is Al Berman live from a studio apartment in North Hollywood, California. Until next time.